Once upon a time, high in the mountain, they suffered a very dry summer. An exhausted and thirsty old man asked a shepherd for water, and the shepherd gave him the little he had. The old man, in gratitude, gave him a very valuable gift, a bottle that always overflows. The shepherd, who was a bit of a fool, lost it in a scree near the bastion's peak, and since then, the bottle has not stopped flowing and has become the source of the River Ter. Recreation of the legend collected by Joan Amades. The Ter is a legendary river, musical, picturesque and poetic, but it is also a hard-working river. In the middle of the 19th century, its banks began to fill with textile factories and settlements, thanks to the use of hydraulic energy. Manlleu and Uzona became a first-rate industrial region, which explains why this area is still well populated today if we compare it with other inland and agricultural regions. The building where you are now was one of these first factories, Can Sanglas, now converted into a museum. Open your eyes wide, because you are about to start a fascinating journey that will help you discover the world that was driven by the force of the Ter waters. A hard-working river, as the writer Josep Pla defined it.